Hello, it's Douglas. I wanted to give you an update on the 2015 Biblical Study Tour, now that it's less than 5 months away. And also, I was hoping to convey to you something of my own enthusiasm about our plan and our theme. The theme is Finding God When the Church is Adrift. This is not just something from the past. We think of the crazy things that are happening in the Middle Ages. The church can be adrift in any era. The writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews refers to this, encouraging us to fix our eyes on Christ and not to drift away. In other words, we're not just looking at dusty history. We're digging into a gold mine which has great value for today. You know, there's certain figures in world history that any educated person should know. People like Martin Luther. Of course, the past speaks to us. It helps us to avoid pitfalls in our future. It makes sense of the present, where we've come from. My first degree at university was a history degree. I'll tell you, my love of history came many years after I did that degree. I learned something in there, but most of the history I've read has been in my adult years after that. And the more we understand history, the more the journey, the pilgrimage of God's people takes on meaning. We're able to locate ourselves somewhere in that story. Church history is a bit of a mystery to most of us. But this tour will help you to fill in the blanks. If we broke it down into simple eras, we'd have the early church period, the first 300 years, while Rome was not a friend of the church. This all changed, of course, in the 4th century. But the brothers and sisters are doing a relatively good job of holding on to the teachings of Christ. That's in the early church period. Secondly, there's the medieval period, the Middle Ages, 1,000 years from the 4th century to the beginning of the 16th century. Things slowly drift away. Then the Reformation attempts to reform, to get back to basics, to have a kind of house cleaning or spring cleaning. And then there's the Restoration movement and the modern era. So the early church, the Middle Ages, the Reformation, and then we come into the modern era. Of course, we're going to be focusing on the Reformation, but that's really important because it helps us to make sense of what went on. Why was it that the early church lost its steam, its power, its purity, and ended up being what it was as a medieval entity? And how does that messy situation connect to our future? Is there a need for continuing reformation? Now, I'm also pretty happy because this is the first year that the Biblical Study Tour has ever been held in Switzerland. I know we'll be in Germany also. I like them both. I like Switzerland. It's where Vicky and I had our honeymoon. In fact, we lived in Europe at the time, so it wasn't very far away, but had some great feelings just being in the beauty, the beautiful mountains, the snow. In fact, the first country I ever visited on the European mainland was Switzerland, and every visit is kind of magical. Oh, I'm also encouraged because this is a truly international event. We have a number of people coming from North America and South America, from Africa, from Asia, and of course, from Europe. In fact, we still have room for maybe 10 or 15 more. So I hope you'll feel free to encourage your friends. Well, the main tour, we'll be learning about Luther, Zwingli, Calvin, and the Radical Reformation. We're going to be learning about the major leaders of the Reformation, but also what's called the Radical Reformation. This, I believe, is the most interesting part, and truly inspiring for those who know its secrets. And then, you know, we have one extra day at the end for those who want it. In the post-tour, we'll have a chance to focus not just on Reformation, but the rest of the 2,000 years, so that we really understand the Reformation as it fits into the context of all of church history. If you come on the post-tour, I have a special gift for you, and we also have an option to see some ancient manuscripts, which I think would be quite interesting. Anyway, you can sign up for that anytime if you like. My friends, The Biblical Study Tour, Finding God When the Church is Adrift. We'll dig into history. We'll learn from the past, apply it to the present, and that way, as we go into the future together, I think we'll be wiser, and we'll have some incredible memories as we spend a week together this October. Thank you for being part of it.